to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We look forward to your questions, comments, and insight in relationship to the issue of the day. We're talking about today an issue that I believe is a pretty good umbrella of where we are as a nation in chaos. A nation in chaos. Chaos, confusion. And by the way, we need to understand, Satan is the author of confusion. But Jesus Christ is the one that provides peace that passes all understanding. In fact, in the scripture, Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. So, ladies and gentlemen, today, regardless of what the chaos, confusion, calamity during the perilous times that the Bible says that we are in, regardless of that, I urge you to keep your minds and your hearts stayed on the Lord Jesus Christ. None of the chaos, confusion, calamity that's taking place catches God by surprise. None of it is something that surprises him and causes him to say, oh my goodness, I wonder what's going to happen to this whole world. God has it all in control. And as a result of that, we need to keep our minds stayed on him. As we talk about a nation in chaos today, we're going to talk about what is happening with the court system. We'll talk about what is taking place with the tariffs and what our president's doing. We're going to talk about the fact that even though President Trump is in office, and with the executive orders, and with rules and regulations and guidelines that are designed to make conservatives, Christians, and patriots more comfortable and safer, we're still finding major rejection against Trump's guidelines for morals, ethics, and values in our nation. We're finding Satan and his power unleashed through the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party and what they're doing to rebuff, to repel, reject, and refuse anything that we see today that Trump is attempting to do. So as we talk about these issues, we want you to join us in that discussion. Later, in just a few moments, we're going to introduce our special guest today. We're going to have some dialogue and discussion about these issues. Did Trump do the wrong thing in starting his tariffs? What are tariffs? When did they originate? Why should they be embraced today? What will the results be? Will we have a bankruptcy as a nation, as the Marxist media and the socialist left are saying that it's going to take place? Will it be something that will ultimately benefit American citizens? Those are some of the questions that we're going to ask, and we're going to have our guests to help us walk through and answer some of these questions. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, made this statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. If Further, in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made in relationship to the Word of God. John 17:17 says, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." And may I recommend, ladies and gentlemen, the truth book to you. From Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:22, we find the Word of God, God's progressive revelation of Himself to humanity. All of what we see in the past, present, the future, God has given to us in His book, the truth book. I recommend that to each and every one. But listen, it was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And regardless of your position, regardless of what side of the aisle you come from, truth still matters. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made this statement. "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." Ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, the latest survey shows that 55% of the millennials, that's 18 to 35-year-old age group, make this statement. There's no absolute truth. Each person determines their own version of truth. Now, that's an impossibility. Yet that is what is grasped and held on to and believed by a large percentage of Americans today. No wonder we have chaos and confusion. No wonder there's calamity on every hand in the Beltway in D.C. No wonder whatever Trump says, the other side says it's wrong. We go back to the need for truth. I go back to quote the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And that's my recommendation each and every day. In fact, Jan Hus says, and I quote, "Do not be afraid to stand alone if it means standing for what is truth." Can't make a better statement than that. And I believe that's what we need to grasp, embrace, and live today in America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is flying Old Glory 24/7. Find that flag and the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just one brief further statement in relationship to introducing our issues today. As we look around us, we're caught off guard because we are looking at the events. We're looking at the smokescreen, as I call it, that's going up about tariffs. The smokescreen, by the way, it is a smokescreen. The scream and cry on the left saying that it's wrong, it's going to destroy us. That's a smokescreen. Well, we hear the screaming and crying from the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party saying that Trump is going to destroy our Constitution. He's going to destroy our Bill of Rights. He's going to destroy our freedoms, etc. Whatever you hear coming out of the left about, it's a smokescreen. It's a smokescreen. Ladies and gentlemen, while we're watching with bated breath and the serious concerns about the left's calling Trump's tariffs and the end of the world, some very serious events are taking place. Just because President Trump, ladies and gentlemen, is, I believe, God's instrument because of God's divine intervention, putting him back in office for the 47th president. Because of the things he's doing, I think that sometimes, some way, Christian conservatives in America are relaxing and thinking that somehow, some way, we don't need to worry about anything because it's all going to be handled. Well, the scripture is pretty clear, ladies and gentlemen, in relationship to that. In Psalms 146 and verse 3, the scripture tells us this: put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Ladies and gentlemen, Trump cannot wave the magic wand and perform miracles, but somehow, some way, Christians, conservatives, and patriots, I believe, are relaxing now, thinking that he's in office, we don't have to worry about anything else. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this, and I'll touch on this and introduce our guest. Attorney is punished for having his Bible on the desk. A New York public defender is facing punishment for having a Bible on his office desk. The American Center for Law and Justice is representing the unnamed attorney. The notion that a Bible placed quietly on a desk constitutes some kind of coercive government endorsement of religion is not only absurd, it is legally indefensible. ACLJ said in a statement, the Establishment Clause was never intended to be weaponized against people of faith. The trouble started when a fellow staffer barged into his office and demanded that the Bible be removed. The public defender said such a request would not be should be made in writing. That didn't happen. Instead, the supervisor stormed into the office, picked up the Bible, and demanded that it be removed. ACLJ's client filed a religious accommodation under the Civil Rights Act. Shortly thereafter, the public defender received a written warning about performance deficiencies and claims that his conduct had been truly unduly disruptive. On March the 6th, our client received a written warning citing vague performance deficiencies and claiming that his conduct had been unduly disruptive. The warning included a directive to refrain from having any Bible or religious text in any way open and visible when meeting with clients or even fellow staff members. Despite there being no actual disruption, client complaint, or violation professional standards. The warning also included a directive to refrain from having any Bible or religious text open and visible when meeting with any person. For the record, the Constitution does not require the government to scrub religious expression from the public workplace. Here's the bottom line. This is not just about an open Bible and one employee, ACLJ said in a statement. This is about ensuring that every American, regardless of faith, can work without fear of discrimination or censorship. Our laws and our Constitution are very clear. Religious liberty is not a privilege, but a right. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, these things are taking place on a prolific basis across America, even while President Trump is trying to bring about morals and ethics and values in our great nation. He has sealed the borders. President Trump has brought, some of the statistical data just recently, in the past 5 or 6 days, said that the border crossings are at the lowest level ever, E-V-E-R, ever in U.S. history. That's a pretty powerful statement. And yet that's what Trump has been able to do. He has tried to shut off the flow of fentanyl and other deadly drugs coming into America. But yet we still have those in America today that reject the orders to cease and desist with the DEI. The orders, executive order, to stop the LGBTQ sodomite agenda in our schools. And ladies and gentlemen, where there is a move today by the educational apparatus that says that we're not going to listen to Trump, we're going to do as we please. Let me touch on this. I believe, personally believe, that taxpayers' money should be shut off, cut off, stopped 100% going to any of our universities, colleges, and schools across America. Even the so-called prestigious universities ought not to have one dime of taxpayer money. That era, that day, when funding, tax funding was needed in order to have schools and universities available to train men and women, boys and girls, that day is over. Most of these schools have hundreds of billions of dollars in revenues and ought not to have any taxpayer funding going in. That's my opinion. But during the course of this dialogue and discussion today, we'd love to hear from you on that. We're delighted today, ladies and gentlemen, to have with us a very special guest, personal friend, and guest for the program as we bring him on board on occasion to basically do a little brainstorming and get his thoughts and ideas on it. We have with us today, ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Mike Hill, former District 1, Florida House of Representatives member, as special guest today. As we face the issues, it's our thankfulness that he is with us. We're grateful that he's taken time out of his busy schedule to join us. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast today.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. It's always an honor to be on your show. And I must admit that I agree with you 100% about not a dime of taxpayer money going to these colleges and universities. That is why the cost of attending these schools has increased so much, because of government interference, government paying for a lot of it. And when we see that the increased cost is not because of offering additional courses or pay raises for teachers, but it's the administrative staff which has exploded. And that is all because of government getting involved, and government getting involved with providing these student loans. Before all that took place, colleges and universities were accessible, and they didn't cost near as much. Now, when you said not a single dime of taxpayer money going to, I thought you were going to say all these foreign countries. And I would agree with you 100% there, too.
Absolutely. One of the things, Congressman, that is befuddling, if I can use that term, to me, is to recognize with DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, how they've uncovered the fact that even since October the 7th, when Israel was so viciously, violently attacked and about 1,200 people slaughtered, even since then, they have found through DOGE that through USAID and other programs that we've been funding the terrorists to continue to try to destroy the nation of Israel as they view it as their enemy. I am concerned that there are judges that are trying to intervene and prevent Trump shutting off the funds for organizations like that. Speak to that for just a moment. Should Trump have that authority? What kind of authority is vested in the executive office, i.e. the President of the United States? Are we witnessing today a deterioration, an attempt to circumvent, an attempt to water down the executive so that judges can have the authority rather than the President? What are your thoughts?
Well, it's interesting, Dr. Youngblood, that these judges were strangely silent during the Biden years. Everything that Biden was doing, and as you say, DOGE has discovered, including funding the terrorists, the Hamas terrorists in Gaza, there was no judge standing forward and trying to tell the executive office, the chief of the armed forces, that is the President, how to do his job. None of them. But as soon as Trump gets in office, all of a sudden they step forward, all these leftist communist judges, they all of a sudden step forward, not only in trying to tell the chief, the executive chief, on how to run the military, but how to do his other jobs that the Constitution explicitly delegates to the executive branch, such as protecting this nation and securing our borders. It's ludicrous to think that these judges can say, return those criminals from the jails in El Salvador back to the United States. Like, have you lost your mind? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And thank goodness.
That was my thought also.
No, thank goodness we have a Supreme Court who sensibly returns or restores that power back to the executive branch, even though we have three, and all three of the female judges, plus who are all leftists, who will go against Trump every single time. And then we have one, Justice Barrett, who you don't know what she's going to do, but too frequently she also joins those on the left. And that's a shame.
It's a real shame, and it's a surprise to me. I think that all of us that were conservatives and patriots in America, Christians in particular, when Amy Coney Barrett was appointed, we all kind of applauded that, thinking, wow, we've got another conservative on the court. I think there's a problem with her being called a conservative anymore.
Yeah.
And the other thing that, as you touched on that, that causes me to think further, finally, the Chief Justice, John Roberts, stepped in to stop Bosberg from carrying out his flagrant, how would you say, trying to flagrant attitude of trying to destroy Trump. And yet most people in America today, I think, did not even realize that he, Bosberg, the judge that was trying to prevent Trump, said, turn the planes around, bring the terrorists back to America. I think most people did not even realize, do not today realize, that he's 100% a Marxist, communist, socialist identifier. He is not what I would call a real American patriot. He is 100% leftist Democrat. His wife still, unless she's been removed, works with one of the departments of bureaus, the departments of federal government, and also was one of the founding members of a major, major, major abortuary murder clinic in New York. His daughter worked for one of the for a 501c3 organizations that were receiving mega dollars through federal funding to help illegal invaders as they were coming into America. So he had a very, very, very biased, to say the least, attitude toward President Trump and all of his rulings. But do you see any indication of any reason or rationale for John Roberts not reining in these judges that think that somehow they can control the executive office? Speak to the issue of these circuit judges, these judges that across America that should make rulings in their district, in their circle, but trying to control the executive branch. Who's in control? Who's responsible for those judges and their activities?
Well, ultimately, it is the third branch of government, that is the judicial. And you're right, John Roberts should be reining them in. But it can also go to the congressional side. Mm-hmm. Congress is the one who funds and also establishes those districts. They can take the funding away from that court. They can take cases away from that court. Congress actually has that authority to do that, and they should. If there's any one judge that is a candidate for impeachment, it is this Bosberg judge, as you say, a leftist communist, for his bad behavior. He is a candidate for impeachment, and the House should go forth with those proceedings. And then they'll say, oh, yes, but there won't be the votes over in the Senate to get it done. That's beside the point. Do your job. Do what you're supposed to do, and let the those on the Senate side attempt to do their job and expose the Democrats for what they are when they will not also impeach this judge. If the House will go ahead and impeach these judges who are doing this, I believe it will slow down this recklessness that they have of trying to control Trump and the executive branch.
Yes, and Congressman Hill, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking with Congressman Mike Hill today. He is the former District 1 representative for the state of Florida. Congressman Hill, I believe that if there were to be a reining in and controlling of these loose cannon Marxist judges, it would prevent a few other things. I'm looking at a headline. Not a cult. Holy war erupts as a judge bans a mother from taking her daughter to a Christian church. A mother whose constitutional rights were violated by Maine judge, that's M-A-I-N-E, judge hearing a custody dispute has taken the fight to the state Supreme Court. The case involves a radical ruling from a judge who heard a custody case who ordered that the mother was not allowed to take her 11-year-old daughter to an evangelical Christian church. That was based on an objection from the child's father, who, like the mother and daughter, was not identified in the report from Liberty Counsel, which is working on the case. Chairman Matt Staver said this custody order banning a mother from taking her child to a Christian school, church that is, because of its biblical teachings regarding marriage, human sexuality, violates the First Amendment. The custody order cannot prohibit the mother from taking her daughter to church. The implication of this order poses a very serious threat to religious freedom in our nation. The judge granted the father the objection to the Christian teaching of the church, the sole right to govern the girl's religious activities, end quote. The high court is being asked to reverse the unlawful custody order and to restore the mother's First Amendment right to pass on her religious beliefs. Now, I would have never dreamed, Congressman Hill, that we would devolve to the point the judges are going to start making decisions that says a parent cannot take a child to a Christian church. It is almost an unheard of thing in America, and especially in the era we're living in now, where we've got what I think is a God's divine intervention placement of a president that's trying to protect our liberties, and at the same time, it seems as though Satan has unleashed his power, his anger, and control to try to tear down and destroy even more in the days in which we're living in. What are your thoughts? How does a judge come up with a thought that he can tell a parent that you can't take a child to a Christian church?
Well, obviously, this is a judge who does not believe in God. He's probably an atheist or agnostic. I would go so far as to say he's probably a Satan worshiper, that he would think that he could stop a mother. She bore that child, carried it for 9 months or so, bore that child, raised it up, and then tried to tell her that she cannot take her child to a Christian church because the father objects. This judge has stepped completely out of bounds of his authority and is going against his oath of office. Anyone who goes against their oath of office, again, for me, is a prime candidate for impeachment. Mm-hmm. Someone should step forward in the state of Maine. That would have to come from the Maine legislature to impeach this judge. Now, I will have to say this, though. It's a shame that this isn't the worst case that you can expect from judges like this, because we have seen where these judges will force parents or not allow one parent to stop the other from doing these mutilations of these children's bodies, trying to undergo a sex change or transgenderism. I would bet you that this same judge would allow this mother to go through the process of changing, transforming her daughter into another sex and not let it go to school.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, that telephone is 904-831-0917. We're going to continue our conversation with Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former District 1 representative of the state of Florida. We're delighted that he's taken time to be with us today. And ladies and gentlemen, right after the top of the hour news, we're going to continue the dialogue and discussion with Congressman Hill. We're going to talk about tariffs. What are they? When were they instituted? Why are they so bad? We're going to talk about what Trump is doing in relationship to sealing the border and trying to protect America and how we should view what is taking place. And then most especially, how we as Christians and conservatives ought to respond to what we see happening in our world today. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Visit conservative.edu.